Hello and welcome to Exiled Eagles. Much like Crystal Palace, we are players short today. Joining us on the pod is Ned. Hello, Ned.
Hey Dale, how you doing?
Yeah, good mate. Good yourself.
Yeah, not too bad.
And we have Marky Werner. How are you, Mark?
G'day, evening, Dale. I'm well, mate. Good at my end up here in cold, sunny Queensland this evening. I've got my State of Origin hoodie on, mate. I think it's got down to about 17 or 18 here, so time to get the woolies back out.
Yeah, no one likes to show off. Now, as you can probably tell, hosting duties, I am not Rob Seltzer. He is, I don't even know what he is, if I'm honest. He is not here. He
He's
hasn't
waiting for
left
the
the pod.
highlights.
The highlight, yeah, he hasn't left the pod, unfortunately. He is dealing with a unwell wife and child. I've taken over the hosting duties, so everyone please bear with me. So, welcome to our pre-season pod. I think we are now, Mark, into year 4, year 5 of the pod.
Oh,
I can't
it's
remember.
got to be close to that, hasn't it? I think we did
Yeah.
the very first episode in Tony's lounge room
Tony's
in
lounge,
Sydney
yeah.
there, which
And
I think was off the back of either a meetup or maybe the Asian Cup final, something like that.
it was a meetup, and it was a Sunday. We had the Brighton game the day before. So
That's right.
and my haven't we come a long way? Rather than being in Tony's living room, we're all in our own living rooms. How good.
Haven't we what?
But anyway, we'll crack straight on. So we are T-minus 3 days until Palace kick off the season. And Premier League starts on Friday night, Saturday morning, our time. Gents, I'll start with you, Marky. Thoughts on the window as it currently stands, transfer window that is currently still open?
Oh, it's sort of par for the course for Palace, you know. Nothing super duper done super early. Lerma was fairly early doors, I suppose. So we got that out of the way. Nothing groundbreaking, really. We've got the injured Brazilian over the line in the last couple of days. Francois or Franca. Who is evidently injured, so also par for the course.
He looked like injured in the welcome video, mate. Looked like he was moving just
to
fine.
he looked pretty nimble around the bird with the headgear on and whatnot. But yeah, so he's going to be getting the express straight to the Wickham suite, where he will arm wrestle Ferguson and possibly Elise for the good bed. And other than that, yeah, a bit of hearsay and conjecture being bandied about. I think Hall from Chelsea on loan for a season, hearing whispers of that. And just a lot of clickbait bullshit. I don't really pay a lot of attention to it, Dale, to be honest. I kind of take the off season as, to be honest, maybe I'm just a shit fan, but I kind of step away from it all and just come back about now, about a weekend. I'm like, right, what has actually happened? What is actually transpiring? Let's get into it. But yeah, I can't be arsed trolling through inches and inches of newspaper columns or clickbaity fuck
Cannot
shit, as
blame
I
you,
said, on
Mark.
this and that. Hey?
Cannot blame you. If I see one more person put something on Facebook or Instagram from Court Onside, whatever it's called, I think I'll cancel every account you've got of everything. It is
It's a
the worst.
completely
Two, four,
legitimate
seven.
source, Dale. What are you talking
Oh,
about?
the worst. Yeah, Ned, what do you think, mate?
Oh, look, I think, Wilf probably caught a couple of people, potentially the club, off guard at some point when it almost looked like he might sign a new contract and then disappeared. Otherwise, yeah, no idea what we're going to get out of old mate Franca. But hopefully some good stuff. I think by reports, he sounds like a sort of fairly rawish Wilf style, lose the ball a lot, but then pull out a moment of magic kind of player, which seems to be the ones that we sign. The fact that he's injured makes him even more of a Palace signing. If we're picking up Hall from Chelsea, I think that's a very shrewd little loan move. But I think, yeah, definitely still a little bit light on. Also, if we consider that Vinny G's clearly on his way, having had enough. So look, I mean, as long if we hold on to an Elise, you sort of go in with effectively the same squad that we finished the year with, minus given that Wilf was injured, and they were playing quite well. So, you know, there's enough there, but I think the depth again is going to be a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, mate. I think we are just looking a bit lightweight. But then again, I think to myself, I think everyone outside the top six probably is lightweight. And there was probably similar pods to this being done up and down the UK, across the world. And people are saying our team is short of a striker, short of a defender, short of a goalkeeper, etc. Sound the emergency klaxon. Rob Seltzer entered the building. He has put his wife and child to bed, leaving them with a cup of Lemsip. Seltz, how are you? What are your thoughts on the transfer window? And no, you cannot host.
I am well currently, looking forward to getting what's going around the Seltzer household at the moment. That's next week's excitement. Thoughts on the transfer window? Yeah, mate, what I caught the back end of what Ned was saying there, that, you know, slightly underwhelmed. I think the club obviously thought Wilf was going to sign, that he hasn't. We're a few players short. I think if we get a Wyatt, we've got a very strong core. You know, if you go down the spine of the team, Johnson, Gahey, Anderson, Lerma, Decore, Eze, very strong there. And then just the bits around it isn't as strong. So if we get another wide man, we get another guy up top, I think we'll be all right. But, you know, that has to happen. And we've got, a month left, two or three weeks left to do it in. So I suppose in Dougie we trust, but let's wait and see, eh?
I'm just going to jump in right here if we can, Dale. We've got a very special five-minute guest who is going to jump into our pod for a quite brief amount of time. Hopefully, I may have accidentally oversold this because I've just admitted him from the waiting room. But if rumors are to be believed, we may be joined by James Howland shortly.
Goodness,
famous Palace author. Palace addiction, give it a plug. For Let's a very brief unmute. Bit of an idea,
joining us from the UK, we are big time.
I mean,
morning, guys.
From his holiday.
Morning, Jimmy. Holiday.
Jimmy Howland, how are you?
I think we're having some technical difficulties with Mr. Howland.
Beyond my control.
He's here.
Can you hear me?
We can, yes. How are you, mate?
I'm all good. I'm at the bottom of a button, so I've just...
Mate, just whilst we got you, what are your thoughts on the transfer window so far?
Well, look, it was nice while it lasted.
I think we tried hard there with Mr. Howland, but I think
get rid of him, Ned.
That off a bit because. At this point, he's suffering from Scottish internet, which is apparently...
We can't be trusted with international guests.
Internet.
How about now?
That sounds better, James.
Ooh. There we go. All right. First of all, can we check, is Mark okay?
I'm all right, mate.
There's been some very, very bitter tones coming from down under over a draw for some reason.
I'm just gutted about the 5-0 drubbing, mate, we copped from England. Obviously, I'm referring to the moral victory scoreboard, not the actual victory. But, it got a bit much, mate, I got to admit.
Let's keep it Palace, gentlemen. Keep it Palace.
We've only got 40 minutes, Jimmy, so maybe we should skip on from the Ashes, mate. There's no recording to go long enough for me to vent what I think about the Ashes. But anyway.
I was going to say, a future venture, I think we need to give Mark an Ashes podcast and just let him vent.
Exiled Eagles. Ewing
figure through the roof.
Jimmy, transfer window, thoughts?
Hopefully we'll know in a couple of weeks' time. problem with Palace is we don't tend to sign anyone, do we? until the last day. So currently, good ins, want some more in, I guess.
I'll go with that. And I think the whilst we know the obvious ins we want, I think the new one got thrown in the works overnight this morning in the UK. Do we need another goalkeeper? That's a new question. Do we need a better number two than Remy Matthews?
Yes.
Maybe we could try and sign Jack Butland.
I mean, we were probably perfectly placed around about 5 weeks ago, weren't we? We had Vinny G who made some tones about wanting to go back to Spain, and we had two other goalkeepers sat there and we let one go. Anyway. And James, what's your hopes and prayers and dreams for the season?
To be honest, the big one, I think, is if Elise stays, we have some exciting football like we finished last season. Obviously, with Wilf going, if Elise was to leave too, could easily be a pretty grim season of turgid football. Obviously, dreaming of our perfect 12th place. We left it for about 5 weeks last season. Don't want to let it go for those weeks this year.
Fair. Absolutely fair. And if we'll let you get back to your holiday, but I want we've got your predictions. What is your most outlandish thing that can happen to Palace this year?
I mean, leave 12th place is pretty outlandish, but I tell you what, my big one, and I say this ready for you to knock me back, is Edouard to come good and start scoring.
Wow. That is outlandish.
I mean, having seen some of the texts and the Facebook posts, you're not alone on that one. I don't agree with you. I don't think Ned will agree with you. Ned hasn't liked the guy since day number one, but...
not sure I agree with me, to be honest, but something good's got to happen.
And mate, any more books on the horizon?
No more books. No, waiting for a new story. If Palace win a trophy this year, I'll write a book. There you go. Exiled Eagles exclusive.
Call that the Triple E. The Exiled Eagles exclusive. James Howland will write a book if we win a trophy.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Wow. Anyway, much I love you guys. It's actually my girlfriend's birthday, and I've left her on her own in a cafe. So I'm actually going to nick her phone to get on Zoom as well. So I better leave. But
superb.
Good to see you, mate. Good to
see you,
mate.
Right. See you guys. Have a good one.
So travel, mate.
All right. All right. On that note, we'll jump straight into the predictions. So we'll do it around the room. So I think the first one we've got is goal. And Ned, obviously, you'll listen back to this pod in around about 9 months' time and realise how good we are. Celts, we'll start with you. Goals?
Onson Edouard.
Mark?
Olise.
Okay. Ned?
Yep.
Eberechi Eze.
Yeah, and I've gone with Che Adams or someone else that we have not yet signed.
The old unnamed.
I tried this 2 years ago.
Yeah,
tried this 2 years ago and it worked awfully for me. We didn't sign anyone.
How did that work out for you last time?
I did one of them as well. Like, he's not at the club yet. I mean, yeah, we didn't sign anyone. I think we brought in James McCarthy. It was the only one we brought in after I said there'd be a top goal scorer. Yeah.
Wishing him well in retirement.
No one went for John Philippe Mateta. Interesting.
Are we going through them by order? Because I've got one or two floating.
Yeah, you've got a few who've come in.
If we're just going off the scorers at a time, we've got Shawnee Robb, who's also gone for Eze as top scorer. And there are a couple of others in this other chat, which I've got to try and chase down briefly. So move on to the next one, and I will track back to that.
I think actually we got also Jimmy Howland. I know he just sort of pretty mentioned it. I think he had Edouard as his top goal scorer as well. Assist. Mark, top assists.
I'm going for Ebbs on that one.
Ebbs. Ned?
Yep.
Because it worked horrifically last time last year, I'm going to maintain all of my eggs in one basket again, and stick with Ebbs as my new Zaha tip.
New Zaha,
that's better.
Good on you.
Ebbs as well, and another double figure assists for Ebbs this year.
All right, just to be contrite, I'll go Michael Elise. I did have Ebbs written down, but it's pretty boring if we all go Ebbs.
Shawnee Robb has gone with once again my computer is but he has gone no one for assists. He skipped that one. Take it back. I'm glad I interrupted. Absolutely no information there. So it's very much like my contribution. Complete and utter rubbish. Not much to add. So as you work,
just all pens and set pieces, eh?
It'd be a great season. Roy Ball. James Howland went Michael Olise, so two great minds thinking alike.
Okay, Ned, apologies. I have now got a bit more information. A couple more that came through. Most assists from Martin Money has gone with Olise with 9 assists. He's gone with IU to top score with 7 goals. Alex from Sydney has gone for Francer to top score with 8 goals, but no assists for him either. I have now got their tips in front of me. So next time you cut to me, I can actually answer your questions.
Well, I'll stick with you then, mate. And we got player of the season.
Okay. Well, 3 from 3 for me. He's got the most goals and most assists. It's going to be hard for you to take the player of the year. Everett Chiesa.
Casting the net there, Ned.
Yep, which is I'm joined there by Alex in Sydney and also Shawnee Robb, who also say player of the year will be Eze. Whereas Marty has stuck with Joachim Anderson to go with that, assuming he sticks around.
Yeah, James Howland has Eze as the top goal scorer. Player of the season. Celts.
Mark Gahey.
Hey, I'm going to put all my faith in him recovering from his Samba injury. And Franca for me.
Okay. Bold. I've gone Jefferson Lerma.
Okay.
Don't mind it.
Thinking about a bit of Roy Ball, and I think he's Bournemouth's top or player of the season 2 of the last 3 seasons. So there you go.
Someone's been studying the form, haven't they?
Just remember. just in there, mate. Not just a hat rack. Next up, we have league position. So I actually didn't write anything down for this, so I'm going to say 13th. Celts?
11th, but we're going to flirt with the top 8 if we bring in a striker and a winger, but finishing 11th.
What about if we bring in a striker that is Che Adams who doesn't score goals?
15th.
Okay, cool. Mark?
Look, there's a break. I think it's off Maroubra or somewhere around there where the Bra boys love to go out and carry on and whatever, and they call it ours. And I think 12th position on the ladder should be renamed to ours. Given all that, I think we'll finish 9th.
Finish 9th. Okay. I mean, we start the season around about 7th, don't we? So we're not even going up down that much of it, 9th. Ned, who have you and the rest of the faithful got?
Okay, so just to run through everyone else's first. Alex in Sydney's gone with 16th. Shawnee Robb has said 17th with his ever optimistic predictions. Marty has taken 12th, and I am going to go that we will finish somewhere between 11th and 13th. Probably right in the middle.
Between 11 and 13.
11th and 13th, non-inclusive of the of those outer.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. Jimmy Howland's gone 14th. Next, we'll go with the dunce of the year. And I think we all got this pretty much spot on in our own ways last season. Celts?
Nathaniel Klein, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Can we also, before we go in, can we make Mateta ineligible? Like, we know he's going to be rubbish.
It's just a given there, I think. We've all reconciled that.
We could all say JPM, so then when he does good, we're happy.
Prove us wrong.
What? In 2040, when he goes comes
to,
good.
Yeah, when he heads off to the Turkish league and does a solo for one season. That's like solo. Shout out to
Mark. Who have you got, mate?
I'm going to stick with what I went with last season. Richards.
Fair enough.
Remember him? Okay.
I am going to go controversial, and seems as we've now put ourselves in a position where we are entirely reliant on this individual, and have absolutely no depth there. Sam Johnston.
James said Tyreek Mitchell, and I think it's already been won, and it's been won by Vicente Guaita for the actual that absolute dummy spit that he's currently having. So,
yeah, clubhouse later.
Yep. Just a couple of others. Alex has taken the cheats way out and said Mateta. Marty's gone with Edward and Shawnee Robb. Again, just with the extreme optimism with our new Brazilian signing, Fanta as the dud of the season.
Must be Shawnee Robb. When you listen to this pod, please get in touch with us and let us know how dark is it in your head. last one, outlandish predictions. Jimmy Howland had Edouard to score 10. I've got Texter to sell us to a bunch of Saudis pre-Jan. We get a pot of money. I'll also go full disclosure and say if that happens, I won't be supporting the club, the team anymore. So good on me.
So just to run through the others first while I think of something. We'll start with Shawnee because we want to, you know, keep ourselves going. He's got Roy to be sacked by November. If it's sacked, it's, you know, not due to the fact that he's too old. And maybe doesn't make November. Outlandish from Marty, he's saying we'll make the fourth round of the FA Cup. outrageous suggestion there. Alex said the semis of the League Cup.
His outlandish suggestion was that we'll win two games.
Correct. Yes.
We're in a third round. Straight to the fourth round.
One cup game. Yeah, which is quite outlandish.
Which means we'd have to score a goal. So that's clearly beyond us.
Yes. For a team who got to the semi final 2 seasons ago. But anyway,
I will say that my outlandish prediction is at some point during the season, Roy Hodgson will win Manager of the Month.
Okay,
I like it.
And Mark, I think, does that just leave Mark?
I also got a Roy Hodgson flavour in my outlandish prediction. Happy birthday as well, Roy.
Oh, absolutely.
Many happy returns. Now, chap, my outlandish prediction is, and speaking of cups and cup runs, Roy suffers a brain aneurysm and brings about a stroke. So Ray Lewington comes in at the helm, and he leads us to a cup semi.
Sorry, can we just go back to the happy birthday comment at the start there?
I haven't done my outlandish prediction yet. I don't know if I can follow that. I mean, that's just...
Sorry, and we thought Shawnee Robb's predictions were dark.
Holy...
he's taken over his light as day now. Happy as Larry.
You got no idea what goes on in my top paddock, mate.
All right, I've got a couple. One, Ned gets a decent haircut. Two, I actually watch a game, not just highlights. There's another one. Three, I think Brentford are going to really struggle this season, like big time. Like, kind of, maybe not go down, but struggle. And putting it right out there, Nathan Ferguson to score a goal for Crystal Palace this season.
Wow!
Wow! Each prediction more outlandish than the last there, Rob.
I don't know. Yeah. I think that Nathan Ferguson's less outlandish than the Ned haircut.
That's true.
To be honest.
Alrighty.
And you said decent haircut too. So
exactly. I'm not just taking one hair that you can cut, like a decent cut.
Yeah. Not just the split ends trimmed off there, Ned.
Mm.
I think it's fair to say Ned will get a haircut when Celts gets a haircut. So
I had a haircut yesterday.
So obviously there's not been a lot of football for us to, like this time last year, we were all just back from Melbourne. Great meetup, got to see Palace. There hadn't been any of that for us to look forward to. Our American brethren have had that. But we have had a Women's World Cup on these shores, which has been, look, the reality is it's been absolutely brilliant viewing. The results have been great. Personally, I'm getting a little bit frustrated with all this continued hype around crowd numbers and stuff because, yes, the women's game is growing and I'm not going to belittle it in any way. I'm very much a fan of it. It's growing. And I think as long as you held this World Cup in a developed nation, it was always going to be the biggest. And I think the next one after this will also be the biggest if it's in a, excuse me for not knowing where it is, but if it's in a developed nation, it will continue to grow. The quality of football has been amazing. Let's call a spade a spade. I think anyone who's not a fan of women's football needs to turn on the TV and Celts' world and watch the highlights and see some of the goals, some of the tricks, some of the overall play. Thoughts. I won't come to you, Celts. I don't think you've watched any of it. Mark, Ned, what have you made of the World Cup? And from an Aussie point of view, how excited are you that you're going to lose to England in the semi-final?
I'll just jump in here. I did watch the penalty shootout. It doesn't.
That's right up there with your mini-matches, mate. Good on you.
That's why, Mark, that's why I asked if it was penalties, and it was. I whacked it right on. Exciting.
Ned, do you want to... want to play out through first, mate? Or?
I was going to let you take it away, but if you insist, it's been good. It's really enjoyable to, you know, it's always good when you have a major tournament in your backyard to get along and obviously, you know, watching, you know, got to the Matildas game against Canada, which is obviously fantastic. Every game down here in Melbourne, unfortunately, we've only got we're only able to get the smaller stadium available, but about 30,000. At the Melbourne Rectangular Stadium, not allowed to call it Amy Park, because God forbid someone makes money from FIFA that's not a sponsor. We'll let Dale have his thoughts on that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, every game's been sold out. It's been fantastic. Was it Colombia, Jamaica yesterday? Just absolutely, it's as good a noise as I've ever heard in a football stadium from the Colombian fans. It's been fantastic football. And, I think obviously it's helped by the fact that we've got one of the better chances in the last eight of a team to go through. Obviously, England doing very well also. A couple of quick things I did want to touch on with that I thought were a little bit disappointing was the fact that from a Palace perspective, we had a Palace player involved in the Jamaican side that eliminated Brazil from a World Cup. And if you were following the Palace socials, you would not have a clue. And I also think it's pretty disappointing from the Premier League. They've scheduled a game early kickoff this Saturday that clashes with a World Cup knockout game for England, which is just seems, I know it's a different gender, but that just seems pretty poor form.
I want to just jump in there, Ned, and confirm that I do follow the Palace socials and had no idea that there was a Jamaican player that knocked out Brazil. And the Premier League, I don't think you can really put it against. And those fixtures would have been put in a long time ago. And England just happened to be in that slot. So, and also the Premier League is just all about money, so they couldn't give a shit.
But England are always going to be in that slot if the results.
They've stopped the group. You've known that. They've known that for longer than the Premier League fixtures have been out.
Yeah, they're always going to be in that slot. It would have been a monumental fuck up if they weren't in that slot. Anyway, Marky Mark, your thoughts? World Cup, Australia.
Yeah. Absolutely amazing. I was front and centre praying for said monumental fuck-up just the other night out here at Suncorp watching England play Nigeria, both of which I was seeing play for the second time. Saw England play Haiti here. The only Matildas game I've been to see, we lost to Nigeria, so there you go. And then, Nigeria, England, other night, and then France, Brazil. So a great expose of what's been on offer football-wise. I think the football's been tremendous. The crowds have been tremendous. The vibe has been tremendous. The availability of anything remotely decent in the form of alcohol has been atrocious. and overpriced. But yeah, I don't know. It's good, but it's a bit of a different vibe too, with a bit more family kind of orientated, a lot less drunkards getting about and slurring and carrying on and effing and jeffing. But yeah, it was very interesting the other night to hear how pro Nigeria the crowd would, which I suspect is off the back of the Ashes and a little bit of shit talking in the wings. But anyway, your girls march on, as do ours, and looking forward to Saturday.
I must, speaking of teams that weren't very popular, I did also manage to get to the USA-Sweden game, and that was delightful. Absolutely delightful to watch the US get knocked out by a millimetre. One of the most confusing things I've ever seen in a football stadium. But, geez, there was a few Americans who, let's just say, confidence was not an issue for them. And it was quite enjoyable to watch the smiles get wiped off their faces. The Swedes pop that ball, not quite in the back of the net, but almost over the line.
I said to a few people, sad day in our household, my South African-born American wife lost two teams in one day. So lucky she's got, lucky she's got a British passport, an English passport to go with it as well. So, but yeah, look, we are T-minus 11 days from the final. I think it's my personal view. I think Japan looks superb. Whether they can keep going, I don't know. Big game for them, quarterfinal against Spain, but let's see. And by the time that's happened, Palace will hopefully be top of the league. So,
you're 12.
With that, we will bid you all a farewell. Ned, goodbye.
Farewell.
Celts, lovely to have you. Hope you don't get too unwell.
Time will tell, mate. Time will tell.
And Mark, enjoy the cold weather of Brisbane.
Thank you, mate. It's been an absolute pleasure. And you've hosted our first hit out for the season with aplomb, despite trying to rob as a cunt earlier in the piece.
Thank you, everyone. That's XR Eagles. We'll see you soon. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye. Eagles.
That was valid.
Yeah, man.